Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Today in Business from Wired.
Groups call for ethical guidelines on location tracking tech. The Locus Charter asks companies to commit to 10 principles, including minimizing data collection and actively seeking consent from users. By Sydney Fussell. As smartphone apps track our every move, a group of technologists in the US and UK this week offered guidelines for the ethical use of location data. Leaders of the American Geographical Society and Britain's mapping agency, the Ordnance Survey, want companies to commit to 10 principles, including minimizing data collection and actively seeking consent from users. Chris Tucker, the chairman of the American Geographical Society, a private research and advocacy group, says the Locus Charter aims to capture the potential benefits and risks of a world of invisible real-time tracking, from your weather app to the GPS system in your car, or at an international level, state-supported contact tracing apps to keep tabs on people worldwide. We all had to start grappling with COVID and the ethical implications of contact tracing, which is all about location apps and geospatial data, Tucker says. We realized there is no international set of guidelines or principles for implementing location tech. It's a big void. Tucker says the epidemic highlighted the dual nature of location data. Governments could use location data to prevent outbreaks by notifying people of potential exposures, but this risked creating a state-run ledger of everyone's location, where they went, and with whom. The Locus Charter is not a set of laws or rules, but 10 guidelines meant to steer an organization's thinking on the ethical use of location data. The points include protecting vulnerable people and understanding how location datasets can be combined with other data to identify individuals. The guidelines respond to concerns over some uses of location data. Vice reported on Muslim prayer apps, including Muslim Pro, designed to help Muslims keep their prayer schedules. But many users were unaware that the apps kept this data, attached it to their ID, and sent it on to data brokers contracting with the U.S. government. In the future, Tucker says concerned researchers and engineers could point to the Locus Charter guidelines to try to prevent such arrangements. Rather than simply saying, this is bad, they could point out that the apps collected more data than necessary, didn't note that their users were largely a vulnerable population, and didn't inform or seek consent from other users. People need something to lean on when they're going up against the man, Tucker says. When the lockdowns began, Google, The New York Times, and other organizations charted how people moved in the early weeks of the pandemic. The data was illuminating, emphasizing how occupation and income influenced whether people sheltered in place. But many were shocked to see how easily these organizations could access our location data, tapping into the many databases keeping tabs on where we go. Around the same time, Alphabet's Sidewalk Labs dropped plans for a so-called smart city in Toronto's Quayside. Residents had raised numerous privacy concerns about plans to embed sensors for 24/7 data collection, including commuter data. Nadine Alame, CEO of the Open Geospatial Consortium, which develops technical standards for geospatial data, says she's particularly concerned with smart cities, describing them as Google Earth on steroids. In most proposals for smart cities, residents' location data is collected simply by virtue of where they live, with the trade-off being that the data informs the creation of a more sustainable city. She hopes the Locus Charter will get organizations to think of the benefits and the harms at the massive scale of entire cities. For now, the Locus Charter guidelines are voluntary, but some backers see them as a stepping stone to regulations like California's Consumer Privacy Act or the EU's General Data Protection Regulation. At some point, we need to regulate these huge platforms that can grab all this data, says Alame. And the Locus Charter, as I see it, starts the conversation about how you can have regulation around that. Tucker says the charter's drafters are talking with other groups about endorsing the principles. Eventually, the conversation will move to regulation. But for now, Tucker says, even this exploratory move is important.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.